It's the Next Level Contractor Podcast. It's COVID season.
Yeah, I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
We're helping small businesses and construction companies like you be more profitable with better leads and better systems. We're coming at you every Monday at 7 a.m. with no bullshit in 30 minutes or less. And besides talking a little bit about coronavirus, COVID-19, how it's affecting construction, remodeling, and roofing industries, we're also going to be talking about 10 principles of persuasion in your website copy. This is a completely overlooked part of website design, development, implementation. A lot of people don't take it seriously. So, I want you to be different. I want you to actually care about how your website comes across in the language of what it's doing. So here we go. Before we get to that, I want to say a couple things. I just addressed a group of remodelers this last week through NARI, the Minnesota chapter, and we were talking just about, hey, how should you adjust your marketing during this time? It's certainly one of those things where, hey, if we can't make appointments, if there's self-imposed kind of isolation in your area, or people don't want to sign a contract in person, to me, it's time to look at it as an opportunity. How do we adjust our systems to better accommodate people that are used to doing things online? How do I figure out how to do video chats? You got to figure out how to do that well. How do I figure out how to do online digital project management? You know, co-constructor, builder trend. How do I figure out how to make sure that my contracts are digital? How do I get this stuff moved over? Because if you haven't done some of that, then frankly, you might be a little bit behind the times. You might come off as old school. And really, I don't wish a recession on anybody, but if there is economic downturn, you want to be the one coming on top. You want to be the one with the brand people remember. You want to be the one that's been in front of them on social media. You want to be the one that they actually think of when they think of remodeling, construction, exterior, or any whatever home service you're doing. So what I'm suggesting is pay attention. Sure, trim unneeded expenses. Sure, prepare yourself for if you had to, you know, make a pivot in your business model or what have you. But also be prepared to ramp up when you start to see the opportunities. Look for where people are changing and then rush in to those changes. Join in on the surge in the market. And there will be surges in the market, and ride those waves. Because companies that do that see a lot of benefit during this time. So that being said, I don't want to just make this whole thing about that. I'm sure a lot of you are sick of hearing about COVID-19. And I want to get to meat and potatoes stuff that will help you. And if you're sitting at home, if you're stuck in your office, if you're not going out and doing some of those calls that you would have normally been doing, look at your website copy. There's probably a larger opportunity there for a lot of people's websites than just the look. So people always want to redo their website, and they come to us all the time. We want to redo our website. Well, what is the language saying? Here are 10 principles of persuasion for your website copy. 1, use the word you. You is sweet to people because it's about them. You want to make it customer obsessed, not about your company. People get bored and check out if you just talk about yourselves. Think about if you were at a party. Ask questions, be interested, help them solve their problem. 2, capitalize on FOMO, fear of missing out. So rather than quantity, you may be able to use pricing. We're offering this kind of price before the second half of the year in the midst of, you know, weird times. Potentially you say we're doing a deal. We're giving 10% off for remodels if you make a decision before people are out of self-isolating or something like that. You can capitalize on FOMO. 3, use bulleted or numbered lists. I am a notorious scanner, so chances are half the people that read your website are scanning all the time. So just write for scanners, and people that are strapped for time, to be honest, are more likely to buy anyways. So you really want to cater to people that don't have a lot of time, because a lot of time those people are successful and they have budgets. 4, support your call to actions with a little explainer text. This is what you can expect next. What happens when I submit a contact form? Am I going to be called immediately? Giving people the 1, 2, 3 of your sales process before they submit a contact form will alleviate anxiety and allow them to imagine themselves doing it at the same time. 5, go benefit-driven rather than feature-driven with it. Assume every possible customer has one song going on in their head constantly. Me, 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 me. Go down your homepage copy and circle every feature, meaning this is what we're like, this is exactly what our company does, in red, and then every benefit in blue. Now see if you can shift the balance in the favor of benefits. Benefits meaning it's going to help you this way. It's going to help you just like this. 6, scarcity. This is a little harder in lead generation, as it's hard to say, we have one slot for a kickoff in March and 2 spots in April, and come off serious, not potentially shoot yourself in the foot if somebody's thinking about your capacity. But perhaps we only take one client in this market, or we're only doing 2 more at this price, those types of things. Consistency. You really need to get the messaging on the landing page to line up with your messaging in the ads or the posts that you're doing on social media. That message should resonate throughout. It shouldn't say something that feels like it's at odds with your previous copy. And the same goes for your marketing language and the way that your sales process is talking. So really, often I think it's good to look at how you guys are actually talking to people in the sales process, figure out what those key points are, and then put those onto the landing page too. You want this consistency, this wholeness. 8, authority, case studies, testimonials. Lead with a couple of stats that establish you as a credible source of information. You know, we have done 75 remodels in the last 2 years, and always, you know, 95% of the time come out at the exact time that we said we were going to when we estimated times, or whatever it happens to be. It's a great way to get them to pay attention. Don't assume that people know everything about you, and don't assume that they're already sold when they get to your website. So you actually have to give the authority. 9, the principle of liking. I do this through writing conversationally and using humor and humanity. If you can make somebody laugh 3 times on a landing page, do you think that they're going to be more likely to work with you or less? Yeah, exactly. So people want to work with people that they like, know, and trust. I'm sure you've heard that before. But show a little personality that you are likable. You aren't just, you know, you don't just want to be stiff and stale and tired. So figure out ways to get people to laugh. Write down why you laugh. Make a note on your phone. Write down when you laugh, whether somebody said something funny or you're watching stand-up or what have you. Figure out what the principles are. Why people laugh. Why do you laugh? And see if you can get a little bit of that into your copy. Lastly, 10, cut out the fluff and be concise. So cut through the noise and challenge them. Be a painkiller, not a vitamin. Be the challenger. So the challenger is from this book, The Challenger Sale, and it talks about how if you are the one that readjusts somebody's thinking, then you're much more likely to own that new way of thinking in their mind. So if you actually contradict the way they're thinking and you give them this new frame, then you're the one that owns that, and they're going to look to you to facilitate that and to potentially help them in the future. So if you're doing a remodel and you say, you could do a bathroom down here like you want, but I believe on the other side of the house, it would make a lot more sense for your budget. So you actually shift their mind about what they did want. If I'm not saying that's always appropriate, but if you were the one that shifted it and you tell them exactly why, then when somebody else doesn't shift it or doesn't give them that information and it feels obvious to them now what the reality is, and why wouldn't you put it on the other side of the house if they could save $30,000 or what have you, then potentially you're the one that they come back to, right? So it's a lot easier to be concise as well when you know exactly who your ideal customer is and you can talk directly to them and the challenges you know they face. So here are just a few ways to use persuasion website copy. So if you want a review, you can write this down. One, use the word you. Two, capitalize on fear of missing out or FOMO. Three, use bulleted and numbered lists. Four, support your calls to action with a little explainer text. This is what you can expect next. Five, go benefit-driven rather than feature-driven with it. Six, scarcity. Seven, consistency. Eight, authority. Nine, the principle of liking or writing conversationally and using humor and humanity. And then 10, cut out the fluff and be concise. A lot of people have a ton of opportunity on their website copy. A lot of people could use a boost in getting people to want what they're selling more. So that's the one thing that I want you to take from this. You can get people to want it more with the language you use. This has been the Next Level Contractor Podcast. I hope you guys are doing all right out there. I appreciate you guys listening. I hope you're not crazy affected by this. I hope that the economy swings around here as far as like the broader stock market and stuff like that. And I hope you're finding ways to innovate. Join us next week for the Next Level Contractor Podcast. It's Hook Agency, hookagency.com, and Hook Agency all over social. And thank you for listening. See you guys. Bye-bye.